For bidders expressed interest in buying state-owned carrier Czech Airlines, a turnout which was interpreted as disappointing by media and analysts alike. Three airlines are in the running for the state's 91.5% stake. These are Air France KLM, Russia's Aeroflot, and a Czech consortium that includes the country's biggest charter airline, Travel Service. The fourth bid is from Odeon, a private equity fund active in the region. Some commentators had fueled expectations that a major Asian or US airline would have been on board for the initial expressions of interest. The government originally expected to choose Czech Airlines' new owner by the end of September, with an eye on the hoped-for 3 billion crowns that could flow into state coffers.
While Czech Airlines' sale looks like it could stay on course, other key measures are up in the air following the fall of the three-way centre-right coalition government this week. The privatisation of Prague's main airport, disliked by the main opposition party, the Social Democrats, now looks like it will be grounded. And the fate of the government's package to tackle the economic crisis also looks uncertain. Members of the outgoing government have expressed hopes that its hallmark crisis measure, cuts in employers' social insurance payments, could still proceed.
The future of international property developer Orco, quoted on the Prague Stock Exchange and with a series of major projects in the Czech Republic, looks increasingly doubtful. Its French parent company called for protection against its creditors on Thursday, leading to a suspension of trading in the company's shares. The Czech and Slovak branch has said a host of Czech projects underway are not threatened. The main company is said to have debts of around 2 billion euros, which nearly matches the value of its assets. Orco's shares fell around 40% when they resumed activity on the Prague exchange on Friday, before a partial recovery.
But there's been some interruption in the flow of gloomy economic figures coming out of the office of the state number crunchers. Confidence in the Czech economy rose in March, according to the monthly survey carried out by the Czech Statistical Office. It's the first time sentiment has improved since February 2008. Confidence rose by 1.7 points compared with February, but the index is still 33 points lower over the last 12 months. The index was set at 100 in 2005. The survey showed a mixed outlook from different sectors, with construction and services still pessimistic about an early pickup, but trade and industry seeing signs of recovery over the next 3 months.
And the picture looks a little brighter, at least through the lens of the Czech Republic's biggest commercial television company, TV Nova. US multimedia giant Time Warner has bought into Nova's owner, Central European Media Enterprises. The move has been seen as an important cash boost during a period when TV ad revenue has fallen off dramatically due to the financial crisis. Time Warner will take a 31% stake for a bargain price of $241 million. Analysts say the move should help Nova make the switch over to the upcoming multi-channel Czech digital TV environment by launching new channels. CME also owns TV stations in Slovakia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Slovenia, Romania and Ukraine.